Yet the consumption of the planet and the advance of the internet occurring at once, simultaneously, pose an unbeatable challenge for power. When de Tocqueville describes democracy as an irresistible force, he's but noting that we human beings are determined to grow our gifts, to get big, and use our leadership capacities. This is the earth speaking in us. So what can power do about it? What it does is to simultaneously, again following Plato's advice, rank us, teach us to deify mind, equate mind with growing our gifts, while only allowing some to devote their lives to this mind worship. And if all else fails, try to orchestrate a way to make us, the broad populace, feel we're growing our gifts, our leadership, a quality again inherent in every human being by virtue of our being living things. They can only make it seem like a scarce commodity, leadership, by using the means we've been discussing, creating scarcity and so dependence, ensuring insecurity as our general inheritance, and its sine qua non applied atomization, which is the means of achieving the larger orchestration of managing and maintaining the illusion of scarcity. Because if we weren't atomized, we would pretty quick begin creating abundance. That's what we do. So leadership is in all of us. And as the Piper's price that his bloodlust of consumption of the planet's resources has now fallen due, is weighing on us, power has three choices, which in its desperation it unleashes all at once. First, appeals to nationalism by creating external threats, the threat of war. Second, population reduction by unleashing catastrophic events. Third, buy off of the former better-offs, the ones it used to placate with jobs, with offers to let them use their leadership. And this is one we're going to be focusing on in future shows. Because we can't let ourselves get diverted down that road. And now that I've delved a bit into campaign sick Rifkin on them, I have to admit a fourth option, though it's really an amalgam of all of them. But for convenience, let's call it re-energize capitalism. So this massive threat for power to maintain its philosopher king global state statesman status, this crisis for them, an opportunity for us, is the proper context, I think, for making sense of this series of overlapping orchestrations that we've been witnessing from powers bought and paid for media. This is what power does when it unleashes significant propaganda. It throws it at us from every angle, using multiple pundits, but with single messages, variously stated, employing interlinking, mutually reinforcing terms and concepts, an entire universe of propaganda, all designed to paint a clear picture of the future power wants us to want, while always controlling the definitions. Local economies, worker-owned businesses or co-ops, democratic economics, making independent contractors owners of the company, the third industrial revolution, the sharing economy, owners instead of workers, a new left-right consensus, guaranteed minimum income. And just now, this was on the 9th, April 9th, zero marginal cost jobs, social commons, cooperative commons, collaborative commons. I guess the commons is a concept of which they are much afeard. And all of these notions are based on the concept of abundance, they tell us, instead of scarcity. And abundance, likewise, a word, the definition of which power definitely wants to determine, to ensure that any definition of abundance we're allowed to think about refuses all relationship with reverence. The earth that feeds us, the ancestors who lead us true, and our brothers and sisters with whom we grow big together. And then there's that notion of self-sufficiency, which, of course, they never allow us to believe should be individual self-sufficiency. When you look at the terms they claim, you see the terms of which they are deeply afraid. And I heard another one just today, and this was on the 11th on Democracy Now. Another one they're rushing to name, fit into the democratic economics frame. So when they propose their vision of socialism, let's get out our glasses with clear lens for that discussion. Let's insist on certain basic parameters for our future and never forget that clear terms, definitions, language is critical. As is the fact that until now, let's not forget, power has owned them, the terms, controlled the lexicon. And so the thoughts we think keep getting stuck in empty jargon, but it's worse than that. They mire us in division. For example, we're thinking with powers terms when we use those ism words. Instead, we could frame it this way and show solidarity. Instead of those ism words, we could say systems of ranking imposed by power, which locates the source and helps us align our sense of reality more accurately, rejecting power's frame. Because we can't develop our thought, and we certainly can't all get on the same page, using power's concepts and frame. So let's not be duped by circular abstract loops that are designed to cycle us right back to rule by the few.